And welcome back to the Superdome here in New Orleans, site of the 2018 Sun Belt Conference Media Day. Brain Freeman alongside Bill Colhane. Apologize for some technical difficulties experienced on KTSW, but we are back and ready to wrap things up here. But our final guest of the day is somebody we have yet to hear from, and that is Georgia Southern head coach Chad Lunsford, representing a program we have not seen since 2015. Just kind of went down memory lane with Steve Campbell from South Alabama as the Bobcats had a two-year window not playing the Jaguars, a two-year window not playing the Eagles, but the window now closed. Welcoming back a chance to play Georgia Southern. Coach, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all today?
Doing great, Coach.
Coach, doing awesome. And again, your first full season at Georgia Southern as head coach. You took over as the interim head coach midway through last year. It was a tough 2017 for the Eagles, the way things started. Tough to see things go the way they did for Tyson Summers. You took over after the 0-6 start, and you won a couple of football games down the stretch. A 52-0 win over South Alabama at home in Statesboro, and then a win on the road against Lafayette, against the Cajuns. How important were those two wins to springboard this program into the 2018 season?
It was really important because it was a tough season, and it was definitely not up to expectations at Georgia Southern. And it was a young football team, and to see them continue to battle, to see them to continue to come to work every day and then see results, it was important. And then getting named head coach, obviously those two out of the last three, winning those was something that, you know, the guys can hang their hat on and know, hey, here's our plan. This is the way we're going to go into the next season to be ready to go.
Now, Coach, looking at your background, you were born in Georgia. You played college football in Georgia. All but 2 years of your coaching career spent in the state of Georgia. So you're a Georgia guy. How does it feel then to be the head coach at a prestigious program like the one at Georgia Southern?
Wow, it's unbelievable, and it's an opportunity that I don't take lightly. Georgia Southern is something that, you know, growing up in the state of Georgia, you know about Georgia Southern, and you know the history, the traditions, and just being able to be a part of that and try to add to the legacy is just something that I don't take lightly.
It's Chad Lunsford, the head coach of the Georgia Southern Eagles, Bill Colhane, Brant Freeman from the Superdome. And, Coach, I spent some time at Clemson, and, yes, in that area in particular, even back in the late 80s when I was at Clemson, people knew about Georgia Southern, you know, Irk Russell. And so when you think about coming after Irk Russell and Paul Johnson and Jeff Monken, does that give you even more pressure to succeed in that position?
You know, I don't look at it as pressure on me. Now, obviously, there's pressure at Georgia Southern. That's, you know, the Georgia Southern University's only had four losing seasons in its history, and it's one of the most unbelievable, epic stories of a beginning of a football program. And you know, if you take the time to actually find out how Georgia Southern got to where it's at, I mean, it's just a great story. But obviously I understand what's got to happen at Georgia Southern. I got to understand my role and what's got to go down. But when you start talking about Irk Russell, Paul Johnson, Jeff Monk, and Willie Fritz, those guys, you know, I just want to make sure that we're getting our guys back to what Georgia Southern expects, and those guys understand what they expect, and you know, make sure that we're having success. And I would never lump myself into that group, because those are just some great coaches.
Now, you talk about, you know, getting the program back, and one guy who's going to try to help you do that is a guy I worked with in the late 90s, early aughts, Bob DeBess. And of course, Bob played for the Bobcats, was an assistant coach, went on to be a head coach when I worked with him. And so I know, and many Bobcat fans know, Bob DeBess's coaching pedigree. I also, of course, know what a great man he is. So since Bob arrived in Statesboro with he and his family, how has he helped to change Georgia Southern back to their winning ways?
Well, you know, I didn't know Coach DeBess before we started the interview process. And then meeting him and interviewing and then him being a part of the program, what was very impressive is just how much homework he had done on Georgia Southern, how much he understood the program. And he had some background with obviously Willie Fritz at Sam Houston State, and, you know, I know they talked a lot, but he exemplifies what I think Georgia Southern is. He's a blue-collar guy. He's a guy that understands triple option football, and, he was just a really good fit for the players that we have, but also the program.
Yeah, he's going to take it easy on the Bobcats that game week, though, right?
He better.
No, I doubt. I know Bob better than that. Final thing is Jimmys and Joes. Who are some of the players you need to step up in 2018 for the Eagles to win?
Well, you know, we were a young football team last year. You know, the year before, we'd lost a lot of seniors that had won a lot of football games, and so that last year was some growing pains. And but we do have some guys that have been around it that understand, you know, what it takes to win at Georgia Southern. And obviously we brought two here today with Wesley Fields,
our running
back, and then our safety, Josh Moon. We got a defensive lineman in Logan Hunt, actually two D linemen that, you know, expect a lot out of, with Logan Hunt and Raymond Johnson. And at linebacker, Tomarcio Reese and Todd Bradley. In the secondary, which I think we're very talented back there with Monquavion Brinson, Kendall Vildor, and then obviously talking about Josh Moon. You know, I think that's a really good nucleus on defense. And then on offense, you know, we had a quarterback last year that playing in his first year as a redshirt freshman. You know, he got out there, and I think he just tried to ball. You know, and in this offseason, we spent a lot of time with fundamentals and just, you know, trying to make him into a better quarterback, and he's really embraced that in Shy Wirtz. You know, so expecting a lot of things out of him. And then obviously Wesley Fields at running back. You know, we've got a talented young group at running back, but nobody that's really done it yet, and he's that guy that has. So, you know, expecting him to lead the way there. You know, we got to have some people step up at wide receiver right now. We've got a tight end that's very intriguing, Ellis Richardson. He was a kid that transferred to us, was a quarterback, and we turned him into a tight end. Had some success last year, was on the Mackey list this year, and expecting big things out of him. And then we got a group of offensive linemen that, you know, have a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. So looking for a guy like Curtis Rainey, Jeremiah Colbert, those two guys to really step up for us.
Well, when we saw Wes Fields
his freshman year,
he was one of those guys. We looked at that guy and said he's going to be a star.
We were kind of happy about the two-year break from Georgia Southern after seeing Wesley Fields in 2015.
You know,
this,
really good.
This is going to be the sixth year for Texas State of the Sun Belt, so we've got a chance to see the fan bases for all the respective teams. Looking at Georgia Southern's, just how passionate and invested are the fans for Georgia Southern football?
It's I've been several different schools, and this one's really special because they all feel like they built the program, and they did. I mean, it was, you know, from the ground up when Coach Russell came in, and, you know, his first press conference, there's not even a football. There's no uniforms. There's nothing. I mean, and they go purchase some yellow school buses for $1 each to travel the team around. But it was about that community pulling together, putting some money together, building a stadium, you know, just – and so that's carried on throughout the years. And obviously the instant success that Georgia Southern had early, they were all bought in, and they're still bought in. And so we want to put a great product on the field for them, and we want them to fill the stands because we really feed off their energy.
I've alluded several times to the fact that these two teams haven't played each other since 2015. What's it like now to have the Bobcats back on your schedule as you'll visit San Marcos for a midweek game of Thursday night, October 11th at Bobcat Stadium?
You know, we always enjoy playing Texas State because, I mean, that's a proud program also. And, you know, actually I was at Georgia Southern back in 2005 where we played Texas State in the 1AA playoffs.
I remember that game.
And, yeah, we remember it.
And, you know, it wasn't a great memory for me either, but, but it was one of those deals where you could understand Texas State loves football, Georgia Southern loves football, and, you know, just very proud program. So, obviously, anytime you get an opportunity to go play against a program that has a lot of history and tradition, it's special to us.
Well, Coach, thanks again for your time, and best of luck this upcoming 2018 season, and we look forward to your trip October 11th in San Marcos.
Well, thank you all so much.
Thanks, Coach.
That again, right. Georgia Southern head coach Chad Lunsford, our guest here on Radio Row from New Orleans at the Superdome. 2018 Sunbelt Conference Media Day continues. Brent Freeman alongside Bill Colhane about to wrap things up. And Bill, again, a great last couple of guests joining us between Coach Lunsford and Coach Campbell from South Alabama. And again, apologies if you missed the end of that interview with Coach Campbell as we experienced
it. Was great stuff.
Technical difficulties here in KTSW. But the bottom line, good to see those two teams back of the schedule because, you know, when teams come off of it, you feel like you don't get to know them as intimately or as well. This year, the exception on the schedule is Coastal Carolina. So it's great, again, to get to know more about South Alabama and Georgia Southern.
Yeah, well, of course, I know a lot about South Alabama, but when you think about Jones to Aja, when you think about that great game that the Bobcats and the Jags had in Mobile a few years ago, you know, Coach Lunsford himself made reference to the 2005 game.
You and I didn't have to go there.
Nope. So when you think about, you know, that game, there was a great game played at Bobcat Stadium, of course.
Yeah.
Was it Tyler? Great, exciting game, right? Football game. I know Bobcats lost. But
28-25.
Yeah, so yep. Anyway, so there have been some great games. And that's how rivalries are built, because then fans become invested because of the stories and storylines that come out of those games. So, Coach Campbell and Coach Lunsford, I mean, you look around this room and you look at the head coaches of these 10 football programs in the Sun Belt Conference. Unfortunately, we couldn't visit with all of them. We see Scott Satterfield, head coach of the Appalachian State Mountaineers, walk by. But outstanding coaches, outstanding student athletes. It's been an outstanding morning. I wish that you and I could do a show 6, 7, 8 hours long, but alas, we can't.
That's your wish. I'm only good for like an hour and a half. I've been mailing it in the last 30 minutes.
But you and I obviously couldn't do this by ourselves. You know, Riley Chestnut back at KTSW. W's done a tremendous job. Rick Poulter, Charlie Duffy, Zach Lucas, Director of Football Operations here on site, have done a tremendous job of helping us. And Brant, but before we say goodbye, we've had some fun this morning, but I know that our thoughts and prayers, our hearts go out to the folks impacted by the iconic Village apartment fire and everybody else. So again, our thoughts and prayers with those folks, partner.
Well, that is a great note to end our show on. Bill, thanks again for being here as always, and looking forward to the start of the season.
See you in Piscataway, if not sooner.
All right, well, thanks again to all of our guests for joining us here from Radio Row in the Superdome in New Orleans for 2018 Sun Belt Conference Media Day coverage. For those of you who didn't catch the entirety of our broadcast, we'll have it posted later online on txstatebobcats.com. For Bill Culhane and all of our guests here for joining us, I'm Brain Freeman. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you September 1st in Piscataway, New Jersey for the season opener, Texas State at Rutgers. For now, good day from New Orleans.